Hello everyone, it's Johnny Wizard here. I, of course, as you should be well aware, I'm coming to kill your demon leader, the unelected dictator, George W. Bush, for committing the crimes of 9/11, with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, for committing the high acts of treason also, when he doctored the National Intelligence Estimate that was put together by the CIA. We have the two documents of question, the official document created by the intelligence agencies, and the one that was doctored by the White House and given to Congress in an act of treason. He purposefully caught trying to criminally mislead the American people to sacrifice their children in a needless conflict that serves no better good or reason understood. The crime of bombing Iraq is completely needless. What did you want to do? You had complete 100% access prior to the bombing campaign beginning. Right now you have crap on your television. Sean Hannity is your enemy. He's got no concern for your American family. Not concerned whatsoever. He's a fucking enemy. You know, he'll have your kids go into a conflict that has no... I mean, the cause and effect relationships. You're there until the insurgents stop trying to kill American forces. Well, the American forces are there as the thieves. The enemy forces who indiscriminately bomb people. The war is not going to end. Right? Well, you're broken. Your minds are broken. You have no soul as disciples of the true demon Antichrist. These are crimes against God. Think about this. If CNN did their job and told you, you know, as if you're at all familiar with what's going on in our world outside of the corporate media perceptions, you'll know that they've routinely been caught indiscriminately murdering people. Their bombing campaigns have gone up like 50% recently. But, you know, they just murdered this family of 11, for example. They kidnapped, well, they went into a house of 11 people, shot the children in the head. Nothing to do with terrorism or nothing. Killed the women. Killed the children. Now, CNN did that story as they should have, to be responsible to your son and daughter in the American conflict over in Iraq. They did their job and told you who these fuckers were. You as an American, not all Americans, okay, Bushitism is a fucking real poison, okay? Not all Americans, but fuck, a good, 85% of the honorable men out there who own guns, I'm sure, would load their guns and hunt these fuckers down to the ends of the earth. And then maybe CNN would cover that too. And then people would go, look at this. Bushite poison in the American military affairs that target innocent people or rape women and children. American men are going to kill, and we really will, and we really are. You know, there's been a few actions in Iraq that deserve praise, but I'm not going to go there because there's too much bad shit going on. But there are some positive things going on in Iraq now. You know, the Bushites are going down for the fucking count with fucking American firepower. And this is what we got to concentrate on. We have Willy Brandt. We have his commander. We have the king of torture, Cerretti. These individuals all fully confess to enjoying torturing innocent people to death for their pleasure. Not to get any information, or they're not Al-Qaeda suspects, they're not Taliban associated or anything. These are people that they've kidnapped and tortured to death for fun. They laugh while they torture these people to death. That's not me trying to exaggerate my point. That's the quote. I'll put it in with this post. You follow this, track it down, hunt that fucker down and kill it. Do not let Willy Brandt walk down the streets a free man still serving in the American military. Don't allow it. He says he'll torture innocent people to death. They asked his commander on 60 Minutes. He said, well, how do you feel about this now? No remorse, no regret. Doesn't feel bad about anything he's done. Torturing innocent people to death. He doesn't even allege that these people are suspects for anything. He says and knows, because that was part of the truths that were exposed, that these were completely innocent people that they enjoy still reminiscing about as victims to torture and murder. You cannot allow Rumsfeld to allow these fucking demons to continue on my planet. They must not be allowed to breathe our air. Oprah Winfrey did an hour special. She talked about how many women in the American military are routinely raped. I tell you the numbers, you're going to go, that can't be true, I don't believe it. Well, it's Oprah Winfrey. You know, it's something like 1 out of 5 women in the American military suffer repeated sexual assaults. when they contact their police department in the city they're from, under the situation that Rumsfeld's got set up, is that police department cannot press charges formally against the soldier. Instead, the complaint has to be forwarded to the Pentagon and Rumsfeld's buddies over there. As Oprah Winfrey told America, not only are these individuals escaping lengthy prison sentences, but in many cases, they're not even being arrested. Okay, now that is a strategy of the demon Antichrist in Rumsfeld, right? You guys aren't familiar with P2OG, the whole premise of how to leverage the ignorance of the people. But, and I've written about it, and please, review my writing, get in deep into it, because it's an important element of his criminal strategy. But this point in particular that I'm addressing, about these criminals that the Bush administration lets to walk free in America, they do this to poison the American military. They do this to have you fear there are no honorable, admirable soldiers prepared to put their lives on the line to defend the old great red, white, and blue, right? They think that that's just illusion. That's what they want you to believe. But just as I told you the story of CNN, if CNN covered that story and told you about the soldiers here that murdered children, and they're innocent, and we're getting them back because a soldier died out on the street somewhere a few blocks away. So we're just killing this family, innocent people. Why don't you just go kill people in Los Angeles? You think your reason is sound? Let's just kill fucking, you know, why? Did you fly the planes into the building? You know, why are you indiscriminately murdering people? You know, they're justifying the position that they accuse Bin Laden of. Of course, Bin Laden didn't play a part in 9/11. What evidence is there? Whatever, right? But they say that these are terrorist crimes. These are terrorist crimes. And Sean Hannity, poison boy there, you know, he's saying that they're going after the terrorists in Iraq. Who is the terrorist? The guy who tortures innocent people to death? The guy who rapes women and or children? The guy, they're running a slave trade through Dubai, and you don't see it on CNN, and that's not an important critical part to the story, understanding what's going on here, where Bush now says he wants slave labor in America, but the minimum wage down to 5 cents a day, and let's let the free market choose. That's what we don't want to grant them complete amnesty where they're protected by laws and stuff, but let them come in for slave labor. America wants that. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's debatable, yeah. There's lots of room to talk there. You know, these individuals deserve equal rights. You deserve a higher wage. But there's a lot of issues there. It's a big world. There's a lot of people on the brink of starvation in other countries who would love to come for a free meal. But why don't we just stop indiscriminately murdering the people in Iraq as a start? And then they won't feel compelled to come over for the free lunch. Why did you bomb Afghanistan? The Taliban's got no connection whatsoever to 9/11. Nothing. Either does Al-Qaeda. Who? What? Which of these 19 suspects is Al-Qaeda? They say Massawi is. Well, Massawi's a retard. Or, pardon me, not retard. Mentally handicapped. Obviously set up for this. Right? He takes some... The artist renditions are really good. Because, you know, he's all romanticized himself into this position. But what did the prosecution tell us just the last couple of days? Of course, it wasn't on the fucking news. CNN didn't want to tell you that. But the prosecution's bringing up the fact that this guy's received a check from the same guy who funded the other guys, Muhammad Atta. Although the prosecution doesn't give you the guy's name. Says he received money from the same guy. And then they gave you the middleman's name. I've seen a press release on this where they gave you the middleman's name, but they didn't say Mahmoud Ahmad. That prosecutor needs to be tried for treason, too, I think, you know. I really do, because he's right there. He's saying, here's the evidence against Massawi. He received a check from Bush's business partner also. Oops, not Bush's business partner. Let's go with the middleman's name. Let's exclude Mahmoud Ahmad from this picture. He's done this consciously. He's done this deliberately. Okay, so, again, nature of good and evil. Evil is a deceived disguise. Wake up. Join me. What am I doing here that you're so fearful of? Is it because I'm really knowledgeable and you can learn things from me? And you feel intimidated or jealous or whatever the fuck it is? Okay? The positions that I have are indivisible truths that don't matter or don't change through the summation you have of my character. It's the FBI's official position. We want to be fighting for the indivisible truth that we all share as equals. A person accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent. If you say you're a freedom fighter and you don't take that position, you're a demon liar and feel fearful that I might kill you. You know, if you start as these Bushite enemies, the thing is, you people figure I'm omniscient. I can just fly through Iraq and just pinpoint exactly who the Bushites are and have them just fall down dead below me. I can't do that. We have to take a position judiciously regarding the defense of the innocent. Now, all people are innocent, but who's infracting on whose lives? Who's indiscriminately bombing people in Iraq? Who is it? Sattler? Right? Stephen Russell? Mattis? Tommy Franks? Robbed the bank? Remember, he sabotaged the ORHA plan? This was the official invasion of Iraq plan, pardon me? Official invasion of Afghanistan plan was to bomb almost every single building, go out with death squads against police officers, school teachers, and children. 10th Mountain Division. You know, the ABC did a special report recently where they found out that more than half of the members of the 10th Mountain Division suffer from some form of brain damage. They did CAT scans. More than 50% suffer from brain damage. Okay? Now, why is it that more than half of the soldiers in the American military have brain damage? You know? You have to fucking be fucked up to want to indiscriminately murder people's families because you're a coward too weak to defend the great American people. It takes a real honorable soul, a brave, true warrior, to defend the innocent in wartime. These Bushite enemy grunts, we know the commanders. Why don't you join me in hunting down those responsible for bombing Samarra? It's not a question of whether it was a crime or not. It's fully documented, 100% complete. We need to kill these fuckers. We need to hunt them down and ensure that they are halted. You know, they're going on mass murder death campaigns that serve no better good. What purpose does it serve, as Stephen Russell commands soldiers also, to just indiscriminately kill people in a city? Of course, they're going to, hopefully some of them will rise up and get a spoon or you know, sharp stick and try to kill a Bushite. You know, I can't understand why these Bushites aren't falling faster. They're enemies to Christ. They're enemies to freedom. You know, Justice Scalia, Supreme Court Justice guy there in the United States of America, he just was recently quoted saying people that Bush has in prison shouldn't have a right to a defense, shouldn't have a right to a court proceeding. He's a Supreme Court judge who's saying this. He will be tried for treason. The one there he gave where, if Bush has them arrested, they shouldn't get an opportunity to say anything because we know they're going to, you know, and it didn't continue, and then that's the end of it. But we know what he really means, what he really thinks. He knows that if these innocent people had an opportunity to have their defenses heard, we'd know. These are good, honorable people. You know, these are farmers that they've tortured to death in Afghanistan. These are school teachers. These are wise men from the community. They don't even, like in the case of Guantanamo Bay, CBC did a documentary where they're showing that the Nazi colonels there, these guys too, need to be hunted down and fucking killed unmercilessly. Anybody who supports Guantanamo Bay as a soldier, you kill. If you believe in America, you will kill any Bushite parasite that comes around and says, yeah, we want to support Guantanamo. Kill it. The story is fucking too old for anybody to plead ignorance on this subject. But CBC did a documentary, a short news documentary, and they covered the situation in Guantanamo where you have three colonels who will sit in a kangaroo court and put somebody and they'll put a prisoner in front of them, and the prisoner will say that he's innocent, and the colonels will say, we have absolutely no evidence against you. We have nothing, not a shred, not even an allegation. All we know is somebody kidnapped you. We paid them $25,000, and we get to torture you here indefinitely. That's what the colonel's position is. The defense is that he hasn't committed any criminal offense. He wants to go home. The colonels say, you don't go home, you go back to your cell. And CBC reported this, that they have no evidence against these individuals. Okay? There's something broken with the human mind. Something's not right. I don't understand why you don't understand what I'm simply saying. Bush uses zero evidence. Okay? Now, his disciples are doing the same thing. They go, "This it was a Taliban insurgent guy we bombed there. Well, you dropped, what, a 2,000-pound bomb on an apartment building, and you killed all these people. Well, how did you know that this guy was an insurgent? Like, where? How did you figure that this person was there?" Shut up! There's nothing there. You see? There's absolutely nothing there. They keep doing this. There's nothing there. And it, even if there was something there, no. If there was something there, they'd want to assure you, for their own defenses and livelihoods, right? You don't want to appear like you're a fucking enemy to Christ, an enemy to Allah, an enemy to all of humanity. You don't want to purposefully appear that way. Right? So, but they don't even do that. They're not fucking smart enough to even do that. That's how evil they are. Right? There's no leadership. They don't kill Saudi Wahhabist Buford Blount because they're too fucking stupid. Buford Blount is a Saudi Wahhabist who commands the 3rd Infantry. He was in Saudi Arabia commanding Saudi Arabian troops just before you went into Iraq. Bush contacted him through Saudi Arabia and said, "Listen, can you help, you know, take control of the 3rd Infantry?" And look at what the 3rd Infantry does. They leave the largest weapons stockpile or weapons depot in Iraq unattended in Qaqa, Q-A-Q-A-A. 170 tons of plastic explosives, including HMX, and there's detonators. They get looted. You're not even going to believe this. I think it's about 800,000 cell phones. Now, it's a very interesting story to understand. How did 800,000 cell phones get into Iraq? Some scam they were running through, whatever. But they let those get looted, too. 800,000 cell phones and 170 tons of plastic explosive. That's what the commander of the 3rd Infantry consciously let happen under his command, because it had been repeatedly addressed to the White House through the IAEA in the build-up to the war, repeatedly processed through Pentagon channels, that this was an important thing to keep on top of. That there were there's a lot more than that. There's Stinger missiles, all kinds of great weapons to kill Bushites with at this facility, so you better get somebody on that. So the White House figured the best guy to do that would be the Saudi Wahhabist friend they have. Because not only would he leave it unattended for looting, but he would then send the 3rd Infantry into Baghdad. In discord with what the battle strategy was. The battle strategy is shit all the way through. It was originally the ORHA, sabotaged by Tommy Franks. He needed to rob the central bank. It goes on and on. But he even went against the criminal battle plan Buford Blount did when he sent the troops into Baghdad. Because there is nowhere to go, nothing to do, we got tanks in the streets, what are we doing here? Buford Blount. And Buford Blount told us, and so did the soldiers. They were there to indiscriminately kill people in the street. We have a soldier telling us that he easily participated in the murder of thousands of people in just one afternoon. Shooting people in the street, shooting people in their windows, just killing people all over the place. Buford Blount was asked by a reporter. He was asked, "Buford, Bush bitch Blount, enemy to Christ, soon to die, we have a question for you. Why did you send soldiers into Baghdad?" And he responded. He said, "We just wanted to let them know that we were there." "No, no, no. We now know you're there, and we're going to hunt you down and kill you." But see, that takes a true patriot warrior committed to defending the freedom of us all by judiciously enforcing thou shalt not murder laws. You know, anybody who indiscriminately murders people in Iraq, the American forces need to hunt down and kill. Okay, so that's Sattler. Sorry, Sattler, you've got to fucking die for the crimes you've committed against our better selves. You told soldiers upon entering Fallujah that you were going after Sicari. And these were the jobs of the soldiers who sat around the border, right? You said to them that we were the reason you were able to get all these soldiers to work for you to surround the city and not let anybody to go was you ensured that the soldier was being kept deliberately misinformed, lied to, propagandized. You look in the Marine Handbook on Leadership, Sattler would be executed for those lies alone. So he told these soldiers who were guarding the city, well, we're not going to let any males 15 and 50 go, the women can go. But the women actually don't drive. You know, they got, where is heaven on earth? We got problems. The benefit of law through reason is that we are lifted. It's like in Afghanistan. But we can go there. Just let me finish the story. Sattler lied to these soldiers, told them they were going after Zakari. And that was the only way he could get them to forbid men and boys from leaving the city, which ended up including women. There were some women and there were some children that did leave, but Sattler had them murdered a couple of miles down the road. So according to several witnesses, and there's apparently some videotape footage of this also, where they're indiscriminately just killing people they knew were only the elderly, women, and children. Unarmed, they'd already been checked. It's okay. They fucking slaughtered these people. But they also slaughtered everybody else that was in the city. All the elderly people that they knew had gone back. All the women and children who thought, in Fallujah, if they asked the Marine, they said, oh, listen, I don't know who to trust. I'm afraid here for myself and my family, soldier. Maybe you're a good guy. Maybe you're a bad guy. What are you doing here? And the Marine, if was asked by a child, would say to the child, well, we're here to get Zakari. He murders innocent children. And this is our strategy. Our commander has indicated that we're not going to let anybody go, just so we can go through one by one and figure out where Zakari is and have him arrested for the crimes that he committed. So the child goes, oh, you are a good guy. You're a soldier who put his life on the line to defend the innocent in this world. You're an honorable person, and sure, I'll have that candy bar. And the kid would go home, less worried, less fearful that his family was going to die that afternoon. Because that soldier, he seemed like a really nice guy. And then what did Sattler do? He had the city indiscriminately bombed everywhere. 9 2,000-pound bombs. We have soldiers confessing to going into Fallujah and killing entire households. Everybody in the house, women, children, infants, the family dog, for fucking nothing. All those innocent people were murdered. Then, of course, the Marines die. Okay, because they're not, the Marines Handbook on Leadership says, when you found out Sattler lied to you, that was the second you should have killed it. You should have said, Sattler, you're fucking a dead man. You fucking kill it. You go, look, this guy just lied to all these American soldiers about what our responsible command plan here was. We are fighting for freedom. We are defending America. Okay, you don't defend America by raping women. You don't defend America by stealing all Iraqi resources. You see, listen, the soldier, Bushite enemy forces who blindly support Bush as their demon leader, they don't get a nickel of that stolen money. Right? Iraq Development Fund, all the billions and billions of dollars that they've stolen. Did you know, and we can go down that trail, and all that money's got to be returned. The IMF, the guys involved in the IMF need to be arrested for war crimes, war profiteering, and suffer fucking life-term prison sentences or death sentences. One of the two, we need that public discussion. What the IMF is doing in Iraq right now is fucking a war crime. Okay? But all those issues to the side. Let's just take a look at what's going on right now in America on this financial issue. You know, we had Congress okay an increase of 44% in military expenditures for this war. And Kennedy had just told us, when it was at $5 billion, that they can't even account for half of this money. You know, we have trails and audit trails that go to military expenditures. We've got to pay soldiers' salaries. We've got to buy food. We've got to get gasoline at tenfold the original price now that the IMF's in control of the price of gas. And Halliburton's going to take 80% off the top of that, but whatever. They could, out of all the military expenditures, they could only count for just under half of the total bill being expended. Only half. So half of the money is going out the door, completely unheard from, we don't know, we're too weak, whatever. We're dying. America is. Where's God? Who's this guy? Okay, now that was then. Now, the Congress, what they did, they've done this a couple times now. These are wicked, evil people, man. You know, they vote and they say, we're not going to even publicly discuss this. Because if we discuss this, the American people might learn that they're being fucking hijacked by a fucking bunch of terrorists. So we're not even going to discuss it. Just increase the monthly expenditure to $9 billion. You're going to spend each month, keep 100,000 soldiers there, dying for nothing, but to know they're cowards. Too weak to stand up for freedom. Instead, die as the bad guys. Right? We have a position here where the Bush administration has taken $700 billion out of Social Security, and CNN and Fox News, Sean Hannity, you know, Bill O'Reilly, you know, they don't want to tell you about that, man. No, no, no. You'd be criticizing the troops. Don't let fucking anybody know that Bush has fucking stolen all this money from our grandparents. If you did, you wouldn't be supporting the troops. Sean Hannity's fucking your enemy, man. Bill O'Reilly, you think, fuck Bill O'Reilly. You know, this is fucking stupid. Look, Bill O'Reilly, I tell you, he's concerned about children's rights. Why doesn't he speak out for the defense of these children we witness being beaten practically to death? You know, the child is, the one child lying on the ground in the video after they beat him to death, look at him. He's 10 years old. Or 12. Maybe 10, 12. You know, the Stars and Stripes has a writer referring to this victim as a young man. And we know that it's an innocent child they pulled off the street. It isn't even indicated through the several videos that are available that these children were even rioting or anything. They just pulled them off the street. Children. The child goes, oh, you are a good guy. You're a soldier who put his life on the line to defend the innocent in this world. So, you know, they run death squads, the Salvadorian option that's run by Negroponte to kill school teachers, wise people in Iraq. You know, kill Negroponte for that. Why not? You know, Negroponte's entire career is this kind of evil. It's just naked right in your face. He's running death squads against school teachers in Iraq. Kill him for that. He does it right in front of you. He's running death squads against innocent people in Iraq. Now, you say you want to go after the terrorists in Iraq. Kill Negroponte. Find out who else he's working with Negroponte and kill those people too. You know? Instead, they use no evidence at all. Right? They bomb people indiscriminately. There were two cases, two instances where Bushite enemy forces were caught killing Iraqi children. The one that's the most wicked is when they drive into the city and they're asked, why are you coming into the city? We heard that there was a terrorist threat, they said. They got to the city center, they started taking their bullhorns out and asking the children to come for free candy. That's it. And now you're waiting for me to get to the next point, right? Think. Look, they're going into the city because they say there's a terrorist threat. And when they get there, they're trying to attract children with candy. Okay? Bushite enemy wants your mind to not pay attention to that. And you're asking, I don't get it. Think. You know? So the children come around, their candy. Soon as they get there, they throw the candy in the middle of the road and speed off. Seconds later, a bomb explodes and kills those children. Now we know who these soldiers are. Will you join me in hunting them down and killing them? Will you help me? These are enemies of God. They are enemies of America. When they kill all these innocent Iraqi children, they do it so the neocon forces can steal more money from America, the unsuspecting victim in all these hijinks and escapades of satanic origins. You know, they have no honor or virtue. They have no ability to love their neighbor. You can't ask them to be Christians. They don't have an ability. They don't see any value or worth in an innocent child's life as worthy of protection, right? Anyway, I'm watching CNN. I cannot believe this. Massawi gave his testimony there. He says he recognizes all the 19 hijackers. Never mind the fact that 9 of them are alive. He knew all 19 hijackers. He recognized all their faces. So what, that 9 of them are alive? The FBI alleges that the whole thing was shot to begin with, because where did you even get these names from? And why is it that not a single one of them is associated to Al-Qaeda? Why can't you have, it's part of the strategy of the Bush administration to not have any evidence linking bin Laden to the terrorist event in question so they could guarantee invasion into Afghanistan. Oh, they're so diabolical, nobody will ever see this. And, you know, I'm here to state that there are no secrets in this universe. If you're at all familiar with Rosawi, okay, remember, Kelly Arena is getting paid a full-time paycheck. Okay, it's different than the normal Americans who have to work real jobs somewhere else. Okay, realize, she's getting paid a full-time wage to cover this trial. Massawi, the first thing you do is you realize there's Colleen Rowley, you know? No, they'll never tell you about the FBI's position regarding this individual. No, they're going to show you this corrupted prosecutor, and Massawi, he was the fucking grand master of the 9/11 terrorist action. But listen to what Kelly Arena said to America on CNN. Just very recently. Listen.
When I think of the Christian perspective, I think of John 8:32 that says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Then you look at the Quran, okay, 2:5-6, "Let there be no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error." Of course, I'm trying to translate the best that I can through various websites that we have. But aren't we talking about... Okay, good. I appreciate it. Thank you, Imam. But, Reverend, aren't we talking about the same God and the same belief in truth here?
Yeah, that's the wrong one. You just give me a second here.
And that's how he knew most of the hijackers, because he had recognized them from Afghanistan or being at the guest house. He says that he did have meetings with Osama bin Laden, that he told him about a dream that he had fly a plane into the White House. He said that most of the time, though, he communicated with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and he served as an intermediary for checking in on his plans and so on, and asking for money and so on and so forth. So
hey, did you catch a lot of what she just said? You know, she's saying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, yeah, that's who he said he met. And it's already been established in the trial that it's Mahmoud Ahmad's intermediary person that sent him the money, according to the prosecution. You know, Kelly Arena, she's not serving for America there. She's trying to send you in the wrong direction. Yeah, he went to, the money, it's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Yeah. No, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, according to his wife and his child, was murdered in front of themselves and even made the local newspapers a year prior to Bush arresting him. And as you're well aware, they've been torturing this individual for 5 years in a secluded place, and he's always comes out with new bin Laden revelations. Oh, of course bin Laden did 9/11. Well, how did bin Laden convince Cheney to go into his underground bunker beneath the White House and fuck around with NORAD? How did bin Laden get the explosives into Building 7? You know, Charlie Sheen, way to go there, buddy. You know, Charlie Sheen is very much on similar path, such as myself and other individuals out there. You know, Charlie Sheen has said, you know, look at the critics of his position. They don't actually criticize his position. They say disparaging things about his character or something like this, like the Beltway boys were making comments about his marriage. But they have no answer to his question. How did Building 7 fall down if it didn't get hit by a plane? And we have film footage of it exploding with detonation charges placed within the wall structure. Well, how did those explosives get in there? You know, Silverstein says he pulled the building. He would have been, as the owner, he would have been very much aware of the explosives being planted within the building. And that's one of the things Charlie Sheen's saying, you know, only. You know, there's only so much you can take, and Charlie Sheen's on a really pertinent position there. How much are you going to sacrifice yourself to the demon Antichrist? How much bullshit are you willing to accept before you stand up in defense of your own neighbor, your own son, your own father? You know, Bushitism is nowhere near what CNN sells. There's no way, 33% of Americans really thinks Bush is doing the right thing in Iraq, and he's really good for the economy, and we're doing better than ever. You know, those numbers aren't real. No fucking way, 3 people out of 10. Yeah, Bush is doing a good thing when he killed all of us in New York City there. You know, those numbers are fictitious. Now, as I've recorded in my previous writings, and I've also offered some of the recordings that I have, you have enemies. Why do these things continue? You have enemies like Art Bell, like George Norrie on Coast to Coast. You know, he doesn't let anybody speak on Iraq. It's forbidden, unless you support the neocon agenda. Right? But look at the evil that he is. It's your son or daughter as an American citizen that is being asked to sacrifice your life or the life of your kid. You know, there's no true love for your children. It's particularly when we've seen Bush give this speech to these parasites that were family members of soldiers, cheering him on, giving him a standing ovation when it was suggested that the only reason bad things happen is because the news media covers them. If the news media didn't cover the bad things that were taking place, everybody would be happy. Their kids would be dead. They don't care. They're hoping they're going to get that check for $400,000. They're gambling that their kid will die. And they're standing up as parasites. You know? Indiscriminately murdering the people in the Middle East. Covering the region in radioactive toxic waste that comes with air currents as the people in Florida, the Floridians, you know? I don't know how familiar people are with the Floridians, but this is a strange state. They're suffering from some kind of problem. But in Florida, they'll tell you that once a year they have the sandstorms of the Sahara Desert come into their living rooms. It's in their sky. Once a year, a couple days a year, the winds of the deserts of the Middle East enter into Floridian airspace. You know? Yeah, so it's radioactive toxic waste. So, Pentagon people say you can eat it by the poundful. It contains plutonium. It is radioactive. Will most definitely kill you, but you can eat it by the poundful. What's the truth? Well, we can either go with science and reason, mathematics, law, justice, or you can go with the demon antichrist, where nothing is true, but your continual devolvement from life itself, and fall down dead as an enemy to all living things, because you have no respect for another person's rights to be free. Anyway, back to Kelly Arena at CNN. Again, I've tried to remind you, and I've done this in other respects also. Remember, these people do this for a living, CNN. She's being paid a full-time wage, probably getting a couple hundred thousand dollars to sit around this trial. And they don't tell you anything. They don't tell you about Colleen Rowley. You know, the fact that the Bush administration was warned that this terrorist act was going to go down. They're prepared to execute Massawi, because he knew of the terrorist act but failed to tell anybody. Bush knew about the terrorist attack, and so did Condoleezza Rice. And Condoleezza Rice has admitted to that, right? Imminent terrorist attack. They're likely going to be flying planes into buildings. She didn't think it was important for you to know. They were working on their top secret invasion of Afghanistan strategy, according to the official presidential directive documents reported on by Jim Mikliszewski at MSNBC. He had to report on that. On that story. He was given the documents and he had to let it go. So they reported on it, told us all about it, and history goes on. And Bush walks away with Condoleezza Rice, with Cheney, with Rumsfeld as the primary instigators of the terrorist action of question. Because again, how did Bin Laden get the explosives into Building 7? How did he do that? How did he shut down criminal inquiries into following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene? How did Bin Laden do that? Because the FBI was been reported through interviews conducted with actual true FBI officers. The criminal investigations regarding 9/11 were immediately shut down, if anything happened to develop, because they were forbidden to pursue those types of investigations prior to the terrorist action. But even after, of course, that's where they were told not to go. Instead, let's do warrantless searches and eat up what sparse available police time we have to go spy on Mrs. Jones. This is jihad over the phone to her Filipino friend. Whatever. Waste your fucking time. And we're not even going to have to get a warrant anymore because Justice Scalia says, hey, if Bush has you arrested, you shouldn't even have an opportunity to speak in your own defense. He doesn't even have to bring charges against you. And this is an American Supreme Court judge. Okay, now, American parasitic, diseased, Bushite, Nazi vermin, they've been going on and on, like you know, the people at Fox News. These aren't, like, Sean Hannity, he's your fucking enemy. But Sean Hannity, you know, he'll say, and so will these other Nazi fucks, will say, you don't need to give human rights to the people in Guantanamo. So what? Don't let them speak freely. No, shut up, they're evildoers. Yeah, yeah, that's it. No, and that mentality is now coming to America. Right? You've been saying you're too busy to phone up George Norrie. George Norrie, he don't take nobody's calls. I can't put in 5 minutes. You know, Art Bell, fucking demon, fucking disciple of the fucking for real Antichrist, won't let you speak, man. No soldier can speak on there unless you support indiscriminately murdering innocent people for the evil embodiment of the Antichrist itself, our Mr. Bush Jr., the guy you whore your soul to because you have no fucking honor, no virtue. No fucking 5 minutes to try to get on George Norrie. Why not? You know, your nation is at war. George Norrie doesn't want you to talk about it. He's going to tell his ghost stories. And again, as I think I've said in a previous broadcast, you have to realize he plays it like he's a childish kind of guy. He's kind of stupid. Don't blame him for anything. No, that's what he's playing, man. Again, similarly to the people in CNN, you think he could spend a couple of minutes looking into the Iraq war? No. No, no, no. Can't do that. You know, can't do that. If he was brave enough, he'd say, General Ahmad funded the terrorist operation. He's going unarrested. He's not connected to Al-Qaeda. He's connected to the Bush administration. He was there 2 days prior to 9/11, according to the newspapers at the time. There's nothing to debate here. A fact's a fact, and are you brave enough to defend American lives on this issue? Because the soldiers are being propagandized by George Norrie. George Norrie's prepared to lie to them. Let them think that Bin Laden played some part in 9/11. You know? And Bin Laden was prepared to hand himself over. Says he didn't play any part in 9/11. Says most likely somebody in the American administration has committed this offense. But he was prepared to hand himself over, but Bush didn't want him. Right? No negotiations. Can't negotiate with these fucking enemies. They don't respond to reason. Right? And that's the nature of what Bush does constantly. He says it like, oh, that's going to defend himself from an individual such as me? I don't think so, you fuckhead. Fucking evil is dumb. Bush has no admirable, honorable qualities whatsoever. In Afghanistan, they ran death squads against schoolgirls. Currently, they have a school system in Afghanistan. It's only for cabal. It's only for a little bit of here and there. The rest of the country, they're leaving in anarchy. $22,000 to run 55 schools. The Taliban had girls' schools right across the country. You know, demon enemy liars. We talk to the school teachers and the enemies of God. They say, nah, I'm not going to let God win here. I'm a disciple of the demon Antichrist, an enemy to creation. Because I'm not honorable, and I'm not brave, like a real American patriot is. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about myself, okay? We have a serious situation here. You know, a lot of people are uncertain. It's the nature of the world, I guess, and it's an interesting subject. But I think people might suspect that the Crown involved in my case and the judge are really true freedom fighters, and they certainly wouldn't send an innocent person such as myself to prison with false allegations. Let me set this vision straight here. The Crown, you read the motion yourself. I'm requesting assistance from the court. During the preliminary, we had an officer come in from the exploitation unit itself and say they're running a fencing operation. You know, recorded for the court. You know, the Crown's friends with all the people in the newspaper. You know, the newspaper, look at this. I'm being arrested for threatening the life of the demon Antichrist because he committed 9/11. Closed criminal investigations. He's fucking guilty. He got the warnings. There's no doubt anywhere to know the guy who funded the terrorist operation is walking away scot-free while Bush says it's the Muslims, fanatical, crazy guys. Who, they tell us, blow up ancient shrines. They're Muslim fundamentalists, and they blow up these ancient shrines. You know, the sectarian violence is a crock of shit. It's a lie. You don't know nothing about Iraq, American dumb fuck. You know, in Canada, weeks prior to the war taking place, CBC replayed the series of documentaries over and over and over again. you know, like 50 times, the same documentary. And all it was life in Iraq. What's it like there? You know, guys walking down the street talking to people. Sunni, Shia, Kurd, Christian, Jew, they all live side by side in the same homes. Okay, this idea of going, well, look, we have this slum that we call Shiite slum, and look, there you go. It's the Sunni-Shiite thing. Well, were there laws in place that discriminated against someone for the religion that they practiced? Were there? Because you, as a patriot warrior, would fight legally as a good communicator to fix that situation. But, you know, Bush wasn't fighting for freedom in Iraq, wasn't trying to bring about a stable democracy to defend the rights of individuals. No, they're telling us Shiites and Sunnis would chop each other's heads off. And Zakari, according to his wife or his family, his grandmother, you know, he was murdered a long time ago. You'd figure they'd hear him on the phone or they'd hear him recorded in these messages. That's not Zakari. You know, and the Zakari guy takes credit, especially for killing children. Like, he's just, fuck, see, this is the nature of evil. Don't be so stupid. He's not going to do that. How is he ever going to get any Iraqi man to stand with him to challenge the demonic forces? When, in fact, from day one, or since Bremer introduced us to him, he's never taken a position against the Bush administration. Well, what the fuck is that? Go, yeah, so what? You know? So we die, you know, as the human species, because you, as the listener, won't at least go as half as far as I have. You know, make an effort to call George Norrie. Say, look, George Norrie, the FBI alleged Bush's business partner, Mahmoud Ahmad, funded 9/11. Let's arrest him. Why do you insist on not informing American soldiers that this is the bad guy they want to get for the terrorist action? Not the fucking people in Iraq. Not the people in Afghanistan. I mean, look at the situation in Afghanistan. You've murdered 100,000 easily. You've indiscriminately bombed the country. They bombed every building they could. They went out in death squads, murdered police officers and children. And what's the situation there? Well, they're still practicing Sharia law. They go, yeah, but we went after the evil Taliban. Well, the Taliban were fighting for women's rights. The situation that's being defended by the demon Antichrist forces in Afghanistan, their official strategy there is to leave the country in chaos. Now, Karzai says, well, he'd like to see the place, you know, we'd like to have better security if we could. That's what he says. But the Bush administration, who's running things, says, well, they're leaving it in chaos. You don't want to get these people organized to realize they're not allowing Enron to have a liquefied natural gas pipeline through their country, thank you very much, to benefit their power plant in India. No, they're not doing that. You know, and that was why the Bush administration went to war against Afghanistan. They put together their strategy, the Dubai Working Group. Not Dubai. Dubal. The Dubal Working Group. You know, we have all the documents. We know exactly what they were doing. As I stated in my last broadcast, Colin Powell's given these guys $43 million in August 2001. He did that. You know, come on, let us have the Enron deal. Come on. And they gave the Taliban the choice. Two things. Either you take bribes and sell out the interest of your nation, step on the people of the country and maybe move into a mansion, or do the right thing for the benefit of the people and we'll carpet your country with bombs. That's Christina Rocha. Phone Christina Rocha. Right? They never do. They never did. And they never will, because they hold your life truly in contempt. You know, CNN, you know, you want them to be the good guys. There's got to be something. I mean, Jesus, they, you know, we can see they're not being totally, well, no, they're not being dishonest at all. Fox News people, on the other hand, these people are really despicably evil. This, they know Building 7 fell without a plane hitting it. They'll continually tell you that they're not aware of that reality. We have the film footage. You know, it's interesting. You know, the CNN and CBC have never played that film footage. Why? Why don't you just show it to us? See? They know. As soon as you see it, you're going to go, well, how did that happen if no plane hit the building? You know? God's not otherworldly. God's this world. These are all these issues that I'm talking about are like God wounds. You know, you look out into your world and you say it's external, it's all falling to shit, who gives a fuck? Right? These are reflections of our mind. You know, the light that enters my mind is interpreted by my being, and they're reflections of my world. Now, I don't say my world is only my world. My world encompasses the free rights of all sentient beings, of all consciousness. That's my world. You know? But no. You see all these innocent people murdered, and fuck, you don't stand up for the freedom to be fucking a human being. My case, the Crown Attorney, corrupt, cruel, and sadistic, has brought forward false allegations against myself. There's no intent to possess anything illegal alleged. I've not broken any fucking laws, and I'm certainly not infringing on the rights of any children. Now, on top of all this, you know, the Crown's criminal cohorts that undermine the National Security Branch of Canada, they work for Happy Harper. Well, it's another story for another day. But they work to mislead the Canadian public. They want a Harper to stay in power where he leverages the ignorance of the masses. You know, as the Prime Minister of Canada, you can be sure that the Canadian Security Intelligence Service has contacted Harper already many times, letting him know Bush did 9/11, Taliban's got nothing to do with it, they were fighting for women's rights, and they have schools for girls there. Now, they've got a few schools in Kabul for photo ops, and they're leaving the rest of the country in anarchy. Harper's there. Yeah, send the Canadians in, and we want to go to war for anything Bush stands for. Mindlessly, without reason, because that's what he told us when he was asked. You know, prior to being elected, he said, hey, you're asking me why I think Canadian troops should be in Iraq fighting this fucking demon's war? He said the reason was because he didn't want to jeopardize the financial interests of his buddies. That's what he told Canada. And that's why he wanted to send your kids to die as thieves, as those too weak and too cowardly to hunt down those who torture innocent people to death, that rape women and children. No, Harper, that's not our Canada. You're fucking not qualified. You're simply not qualified. Feigning like you wouldn't know that Bush did 9/11 or anything about Building 7 whatsoever. And you're going to fucking, he's going to trumpet the same demon lies as Bush. You're bringing freedom. Okay, well, we outlaw the murder of someone because of their belief system. If they're not infringing on anybody's rights, such as this Christian in Afghanistan, that's an innocent person. How is he infringing on anybody's rights there? These are not the teachings of Islam. Anybody who says that this is somehow attributed in the Quran is a demon liar that I'll be happy to kill. Get me a flight over to Afghanistan. Those are the bad guys you got to get. Not the Taliban. What's Taliban? Translate that. You don't know. Like what? Whatever. It's a word we use to describe students. That's what that is. That's what that word is. Students. So you go into Afghanistan, you're going after the Taliban, the students. You know, they're not that stupid. But they've suffered so miserably under these demon lies. Bush stole the emergency food that was headed for Afghanistan. They're on the brink of starvation. People are starving in the streets at the Buddhist statues, while Sweden calls up the Taliban and says, no, we're not going to provide you any emergency food aid to stave off the starving people at the foot of those statues. No, we're going to spend $22 million polishing them up. That's why they blew those statues up. That's the most Buddhist thing I've ever heard of. The Taliban should be calling themselves Buddhists. They're militant Buddhists. That's the beauty of it all, actually. But, you know, that's one of the problems of the Buddhists. You know, they sit back and watch everybody get murdered, including themselves, and don't fucking say anything. Where's God in that picture? You know? I don't know. Yeah. People say you believe in God, and I find that very hard to believe. Like, what kind of God is this? CNN, unfortunately, I messed up the tape, and I got screwed up earlier. I had this recording, but CNN had been interviewing some reverend who said, it's a different God. Christian God is a different God than the Islamic God. And fucking how stupid is that? The Christian God is the God, is God. What kind of religion is that? Oh, he actually said, unfortunately I don't have the recording, but maybe I can get the transcript, I hope so. He said that God was a deity. You know? The Christian God of the Bible, the Holy Bible, is a deity. And Islamists, they worship a different deity. You know? But the questions are very, very difficult for people to deal with because they reflect on our real world experience and people get fearful of what they don't understand and then go, I'm joining a Bushite team to kill innocent people because I'm too weak this way and I look stupid and I don't know what to do because I got nobody to teach me what's going on. But for myself, and I'm fearful of my true identity to the universe in which is shared timelessly throughout all space, and wonder. But, you know, and hopefully I can bring about a change, maybe like a paradigm shift in our fear structures to say, no, there's nothing to fear here, this infinite space to do your own thing. It's actually quite cool. There's all kinds of interesting things you can do. It's super cool. But that's nothing to fear. What you got to fear is Bushite enemy forces who will lie to you to steal your life. You know, George Norrie does not want you to speak. But do you want to speak? You know? Do you want to speak? Do you think you have a responsibility? Are you so fearful to think that, you don't have any power within yourself also? You know, again, as I've stated before, all the so-called miraculous abilities that I have are all like ever-present properties of this moment we call now. There's nothing that I possess that you don't have a possibility to achieve to even greater extent. But you have to push yourself forward to fight for the right cause. And these are the teachings of jihad, the true teachings of jihad. You know, and it's the reason they never tell you, because you can be, it's not so difficult. That's the cool thing about jihad, is that it's so simple to understand. And as soon as you do, you go, okay, well, that's not this jihad group. They're not jihadists. They call themselves jihad, but they're not jihadists. You know, a jihadist fights for God's will, and God's will is just. An innocent person being tortured to death is a victim. You want to go after whoever perpetrated that offense. It doesn't matter who the person is. See, that's the difference. The Bushite philosophy, eh? They go, like O'Reilly, you know, he'll say he has some concerns about your kids being molested. However, I suspect that this is the same kind of scam they're running in Canada, where they'll use legitimate reason, but like they'll put it in a bill that includes anybody who's got a picture of a 24-year-old young female who's naked and she's wearing a school uniform, let's get them for child pornography, because that looks like child pornography to me. In Texas, they had a husband and a wife, took a picture of their daughter in a bathtub. They arrested the husband and wife, and in court, the sheriff was asked, well, why did you arrest these individuals? He said when he looked at their young girl in the bathtub smiling, he thought she looked very seductive. So he thought he better arrest this husband and wife, confiscate all their property. I don't know how far, like I don't know too much into detail in that specific case how much property they actually confiscated. But I know as it pertains here in Canada, they're just getting away with highway robbery. They're taking everything. You know, they've stolen all my stuff and they don't want to give it back. And we'll wait for the court proceeding to go. It's already been too fucking long. I want my stuff back. They're depriving me an ability to communicate. As true enemies of the police services in our country. You know, it's not in the national security interest to lie to the Canadian people, to have them sacrificed as fucking idiots. Don't know nothing. Too cowardly to defend their own Canadian flag. You know? Like, what's the main reason... Well, I mean, not the main reason. One of the fundamental reasons the National Security Branch of Canada don't actively come out and speak in my defense is because included in my stand for justice in this world, I've also indicated huge, huge criminal improprieties running through the lottery corporations of Canada. And I specifically talk about how the crime is occurring, how they're scamming us, And this is a detrimental, has a detrimental effect, actually, for sure, not a left-wing conspiracy thing. No, the thinking, man, you got to understand, you got to work it through, and they don't want to do that. So they're not supporting me personally, but they should be. But they say, they, you know, if they support me on that, then all of a sudden it means they have a job requirement. They actually have a responsibility to protect Canadian interests by enforcing our standing laws. We have these, all the banks have decided to not let anybody with poor incomes have an account at the bank, or you got to pay them service fees or whatever. They make it extremely difficult. They'll close down banks. They'll take away your card. They'll do whatever they can to deprive you access to a bank. They want to make it more and more private, 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 private. Really, they have no right to go private at all. So it's strange how that whole thing, it's an aspect of creation, and there are arguments there that I know so very few people can comprehend, but I'm more than happy to talk about it. But the private banks have been contracting so severely that we have these fast check cashing places all over the place. They're charging like, in some cases, 28,000% interest. Now, they say, just a couple of weeks ago, I think it is, maybe a month or so, they say, well, we're going to actually try to stop them from doing that. And they had an interview with one of the officers involved in this situation, trying to show concern on behalf of our community, because we're all being fucking massively exploited. And he said, well, there was no laws in place. We need to fix this up. Well, yeah, sure, there's laws in place. And people have argued to have them enforced for fucking a decade. You know? So, now, the officer who's involved, the principal investigating officer involved in this situation, either he's being kept completely uninformed on a subject he should be totally on top of. Okay, you're getting paid a bunch of money for this. Don't tell us you're not aware of loan sharking laws in our country. You know, there are specific laws that say you can only charge X amount percent interest on a loan. That's it. You can't go higher than that. Everything after that is a crime, and it should be enforced judiciously against criminals. Yeah. But he said he didn't know. So then this is the guy investigating thing. Well, where's that going to go? We got to start him, you know, back a decade. But we can see all CBC or CNN's ever had to do is just put a show on, just let people know, you know, they're fucking you over. You know, you're getting 0.02% interest on your savings account, of which they're taking that money, lending it to your neighbor at 7%, 10%, 16%, 21%, you know, credit card scams. And then they pocket that money for themselves. They take that money themselves. You don't even get the fucking rate of inflation. And, of course, the rate of inflation is being instituted against the value of the currency by the action of the banks specifically. They're under mining the value of your money that you've earned yourself. They don't earn, and the money they're taking, they don't do anything. They're not doing anything for anybody. And this is a thing, you know, it's a very difficult concept for people to comprehend, because I've been totally through all the, and I'm aware of the faults of the Federal Reserve. I'm aware that, well, you know, what's the alternative? Like, that's the problem that most people don't understand. We want revolution in our financial relationships to the currency. But there's no easy answer. The Constitution is the right way, the American Constitution, right, where it says the Congress shall be responsible for managing these managements. But listen, my friends, that would work if you had actually a constitutional government that represented the will of the people. That's not what Republicans are there. And even most of the Democrats, not most, a good percentage anyway. You know, a lot of the Democrats are just weak-willed. They're not really dishonest. They're not really there to take bribes. They're not really there to hurt your family. But they're just, you know, they'll do a little bit. But they, you know, they're just not, like, what issue? Like, just the National Intelligence Estimate. If you're a congressman and you don't take a stand against that demon Antichrist demanding his arrest, trial, and execution, just for that, he doctored the National Intelligence Estimate, gave it to Congress, a fraudulent version. Didn't tell you he doctored it up. You kill him for that as a congressman. You take your stand and you say, Bush misled us on this, and he needs to pay for it with his life. Okay? That's what you got to do. You have to do that. Okay? What the crime of the National Intelligence Estimate situation is solid. It's documents, perfect. They've confessed to it already. It's just like his warrantless wiretaps. So he's got a right to do that. Yeah, but it doesn't serve judicial
jurisprudence. You want to pursue bad guys, though, no? Yeah, anybody says Al-Qaeda. Well, if you know who Al-Qaeda is, and they're phoning somebody, and you say you know for sure that this is in fact the case, why wouldn't you just arrest them? You know who they are? Yeah, we want to spy on more than 10,000 at least, but now they're saying it's 385,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States of America. And we know when we discover who some of these individuals are, they're guys who run charities or try to educate people on jihad, like what jihad is, or Islamic scholars, right? And it's people who know something about a progressive tax system, you know, such as myself. But it's interesting, you know. And I represent something that you should seriously consider. You know, there is a God. You know, I don't want to be scary or freak you out too much, but there is a God, and God's pretty cool. And I don't want to talk too much for God at all, really, because it's of your own creation, and you make your way through this world if you'd like, whatever way you think is fit. There are elements of God that we can understand through reason and logic. And experience, too, that dictates some elements of our identity to a consciousness that is of all space and time and to some degree self-aware of that, you know, of that existence. It's an amazing thing, you know. So as a result of knowing some of those things, and I can talk them through, and I love to get into a debate on these issues. I think the atheists would be a great fun. You know, there could be a lot of enjoyment there in debating atheists. But but we can understand that, and we can actually experience and know, too. But that one is a little more difficult to really deal with without getting too scared. But you know, God doesn't. God can't directly speak to us as like a human being kind of thing. We together are God, and however, for God's creation to go as best as planned, God has a son. Now we're all sons and daughters of God, and there's nothing in my experience being born to creation that isn't a true element of your own self. Completely included, nothing absent. You know, that's the difference. And that's part of the infinite thing that people have a difficult time with. They go, well, if you're the creator and you created the universe and you were there since the beginning of time, then I'm out if I agree with that, because then you're better than me or something. And really, the unbelievably wondrous property of electromagnetic energy, of consciousness itself, if we want to refer it to that form, is that it's, you can have infinite amounts of infinite considerations. There's nothing to say, John's thought a thought so frickin' big that we got no room to do our own thing. You know? Although, there is a God. Nothing, no cause is separate from existence itself. There are times when things get very serious for me. You know, as I've said, one of my accusers, he'll tell you, he's a big Bush backer. And he knows all about General Ahmad, right? Because I've told it to his face. He's gotten the documents, and there's nothing he can't deny anymore. So maybe he'll change his evil ways. We'll see. But he knows all these things. He's pushing to have me in prison. Another guy is working. Like they tried different ways and means. But they know, you know, I'll talk to everybody in their office. I'll try. They'll know that that's part of my strategy. That's why I'm so frickin' great. You know, people are so intimidated by, let's say, the CIA. And that's an easy one to be intimidated about because, you know, likely they are involved in some criminal transgressions. But remember, there's thousands and thousands of people who work at the CIA, and they're not all bad guys. They don't all want to sell crack cocaine, you know, for Fox News' Oliver North. You know, Oliver North got a congresswoman murdered. Do you guys remember that? Remember they were bringing in tons of cocaine into Los Angeles, giving it, selling it to the Bloods and the Crips to destroy your communities, you know? The biggest crack dealer of all time is Fox News. But The problem is, like as I've said in my previous thing, is that the crack thing is, you know, it's dicey, but on all kinds of sides. You know, it's so addictive. And if you make it illegal, it makes some effect because a whole bunch of people do die. I mean, that's part of the initial experience that the world or that the Western culture has had with crack cocaine is there was a time when it did seem very popular, and then everybody noticed, well, a whole bunch of people have died. Look at how many people have died who have been a part of the crack cocaine market. You know, dealers and users. You get into situations that are dangerous. You know, as a user, you do all kinds of crazy things to try to get more money to buy some more because you can't live without it. You know? And there's always a way to get it in here if it's worth as much money as it is. You know, they stop one shipment in Canada in Halifax. They say they don't even patrol the ports. Nobody even watches this stuff. We almost walked into this thing by accident. But it was $250 million worth of crack cocaine. Or cocaine, I should say. I don't know whether it was crack cocaine. But it can be converted to crack cocaine. $250 million worth of cocaine. You know, so just imagine, somebody's doing that, risking something, but they're probably in another country. I don't know any of the details, if the investigation's gone any further or otherwise. But, you know, you make it illegal, and Oliver North's buddies will fucking make billions off us. And they'll kill you, because look at what they did with the Bloods and the Crips. They'll even, likely, like the Bushite forces did with Iraq and Iran, they'll likely probably give them both sides guns and spread rumors about each other. Give them shooting each other and shit. Give them crack cocaine and fucking suck all that fucking cash. And he's got a show on Fox News. Yeah, but who cares, eh? Yeah. Yeah. And I can see what it is. And we can, and as I've talked about this, you know, in many ways, many different considerations, trying to get people to realize, you know, evil isn't the demonic, faraway guy that you know nothing about. Evil is in your face. Bush is when he took $700 billion from Social Security and then tries to convince you that you want to privatize it so he can cover up his fucking crime. You know, one of the first things he did when he took office, and I know people find this very hard to believe, because you would have to look into it for yourself just to confirm what I'm saying is true.
There are forces at play politically in Canada that are working to put me in prison, gambling that the newspaper will never ever report on an issue such as serious as this one is, where we're talking about Canadian soldiers' lives being sacrificed with lies, deceit, and betrayals by an elected leader that is simply not qualified in this dire political atmosphere for intelligent reason and discussions. You know, the Harper government has, I don't know all the details, like I say, I got my case, I need assistance all over the place. But from what I understand, Harper has forbidden Canadian government to discuss what they're doing in Afghanistan. It's a forbidden subject. Don't want to be making us look stupid there, is what the Harper government is saying to Canada. And I don't think we can accept this. We can't be tricked, as I'm sure Harper is expecting, to have the Canadian people just go the way as Americans did. You know, when a leader all of a sudden just becomes totally fucking unacceptable, we go, well, we'll wait till next election. Now, those are our sons and daughters in Afghanistan, and they better know what they're doing there. Okay, it's good to fight for freedom. It's good to fight for just causes. Okay, but we don't want to be assisting in heroin pushing and leaving the country in chaos. That's the official Bush administration's policy there. So, you know, we have to go against the Bush administration with reason. To say, look, this strategy you have to keep these people oppressed and in the dark ages is not going to run forever at the sacrifice of Canadian soldiers' lives. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to need some help for you to support me. Now, I know, I'm, it's pretty difficult for people to lend any support to me. I guess there's so many strange things to consider, you know, I'm saying Bush is the Antichrist, there's God, I'm the Son of Man, I'm going after Bushite enemy forces, state clearly what my aims are, and as a result, we can see, like, 99.9, you know, I believe, whatever, you're, you know, I believe 99.9999% of the people are with me, like, really, you know, there are very few fucking Bushites in this world, the polls are a lie, like, they're not a lie, I mean, they're important, they can be they can, you know, of course, they can offer important insight into situations, but you got to understand how they do these polls. You know, they have to make sure that half of the people they're voting for, they're polling, are, say, Bush supporters. They have to do that to make it fair, they tell you. Okay, so it's not that they're being criminally, they're not, so or so they portray themselves, it's not being consciously criminal. They just don't understand. They haven't put enough thought into what they're saying. You know, you're going to, you know, like they did with the Kerry, with the elections. You know, what they'll do is after the debate, they'll contact 50% of the people support Bush and 50% of the people who support Kerry to ask, well, what did you think of the debate? And 49, 51, 49. Oh, yeah, well, Bush did pretty good. I think he gave a better presentation there. Okay, mark one for the Bush supporter. You know, and that's what they do. And I'm saying that this isn't a shadow government, a conspiracy theory. I'm saying these people are just kind of stupid in some ways. You know, we all are. You know, because I've spoken to people who are running these things, and they're just kind of stupid. They haven't thought it out. You know, and those are things that people fear from me also, where I state these things that are just. But anyway, our world's a mess. I also reflect, you know, as can be very scary, you know, the actual sort of identity of a creator, you know, and it's a sad fucking story. You know, I'm desperately in need of financial assistance. I need to have resources available where I can hire constitutional lawyers to assist me in my defense, because the Crown, you know, they've been leveraging people like this for a long time, and they're much more skilled at how to put innocent people in prison than I am, because I've concentrated on just getting them out. Like, I don't know all the constitutional protections that I should be exercising. And I know there's a few, but I don't even, I'll submit a motion and, oh, you did the front page introductory thing wrong, so we can't accept this. You know, your sentences aren't spaced enough. You always have to have, you know, four lines of open space or whatever. And why? Because my arguments are right there. No, we don't accept that. So I have to take a course on just submitting the paperwork, because they don't take things unless it's just exactly the way it's supposed to be. And you better have went to law school, you know, to learn these tricks of the trade. Otherwise, we're not even accepting your arguments to be heard. And then when I did get it in there, right, please, I beg you, I ask you to read one of my motions where I'm requesting assistance from the court. The judge just threw it out. He didn't give me no reasons for that. Didn't say that any of my arguments he found unworthy. He threw the whole thing out. And the Crown's continuing on. We're going to get him in prison, right? And we have these criminals who are perverting the Canadian judicial system regarding my case. They're there. All we need is some light. They're gambling that the free press, you know, the newspapers will never report on it. CBC is not touching it. Just like they won't tell you about depleted uranium. Just like they won't tell you about Mahmoud Ahmad. All right? And they're hoping that the jury's not going to be that well informed. The Crown is fighting to have a block on public coverage. I forget what the terminology is on it. I don't know. You know, I've talked to a lawyer now. I'm trying to figure out the right way to challenge this position. But the Crown's position is that she wants to make sure that the Winnipeg people don't find out what's going on, that the jury as a member of the public will not be privy to the facts regarding this case. You know, the Crown has worked with these particular officers in the exploitation unit in the past, where they're running a fencing operation. They're fully cognizantly aware of what's going on there. I had actually some assistance from the Crown. There have been four Crowns associated to my case. One quit or was fired or whatever. But I've received some pretty good information on what is transpiring with this operation they have at the Court of Queen's Bench. Now, these judges are great people. You know, even the judge in my case, I don't allege is criminally malfeasant, but he's not qualified. He's known as notoriously as incompetent. And I ask any judge to read my motion and say, well, you know, if he disagreed with all these fine points regarding a judicial matter that's very important to the Canadian community, he better have some reasons for it, because my arguments are sound. You know, look at my motion. Is there something in there that you think doesn't deserve some attention? Because the judge threw the whole thing out. You know, you don't get to reference or use any of those principles in requesting assistance from our court system. And the guys that are implementing these transgressions against my freedom are fighting to keep you in the dark. They don't want the newspaper to know. Well, they don't want the people to know. The newspaper people know. You know, all the people, you know, the Winnipeg, we have two newspapers, the Winnipeg Sun, it's one of these tabloid sports, you know, pieces of trash or whatever. There's nothing in it. There's no content. And anytime there's a writer who ever says something smart or intelligent, they just fire. And it's just openly, you know, that's what everybody knows, that's what they do. You've got to dissuade intelligent discourse. You can't get people smart in this paper, and we use this as a crutch for the people who are mentally handicapped or something. You know, and okay, it serves its purpose. You know, people can involve their universe in watching hockey games and doing nothing else with themselves. And life is over. They've died. Happy people. You know, and then we have the other newspaper, you know, the Winnipeg Free Press. You know, but the Winnipeg Free Press, all these reporters also, and I haven't called every single one of them at the Winnipeg Free Press. They've all received emails, I'm sure, and so has everybody at the Winnipeg Sun several times over and over and over again, right? So anybody who lives in Winnipeg, just realize that. You know, Bush's business partner, Mahmoud Ahmad, funded 9/11 mastermind ringleader Mohammed Atta. And they don't want to tell you that part. They don't want to tell our Canadian soldiers who live in Winnipeg that part. You know, separate this argument from myself. Just know that they know that fact themselves, but they won't let our community collectively know it together. You know, they don't want us to know that all together. No. Soldiers are doing something in Afghanistan. Who knows? We're not even going to allow ourselves to discuss it because that's the official verdict from the ruling government. You know, and we know Harper doesn't want to discuss it because it doesn't make any sense what they're doing there. It'd be good if you're just fighting for judicial reason. You know, go in as police officers, peace officers. But no, they're actively engaging the enemy. Who's the enemy? What are you doing? You know, and then what do we discover? The guy shoots a taxi cab driver to death. And the original story on the first day when they asked the Canadian Bushite dumbfuck what he was doing, he said he fired a warning shot but accidentally shot the driver instead with the warning shot. He said the warning shot he didn't want to kill the guy with, but he did accidentally shot him in the head. That's what he said. You know, what do you, you know, this is what I'm saying. Who is the bad guy? What are you doing there? Do you want to fight for children's rights? You know, first of all, let's acknowledge that there was a girls' school program in Afghanistan. They had political control of almost the entire country, but for a tiny 2% of heroin pushers that they were in the final talks with to find peace with themselves. That's where they were just prior to 9/11, right? The whole country's controlled. Women can now walk down the streets, mostly. They don't have to worry about being kidnapped because if you even sexually assault a woman, the Taliban are fucking psycho crazy guys. You know? Fucking, you don't rape women no more. No. If you have a woman as a slave, the Taliban hunt you down no matter how powerful you are, no matter who you are. You CIA warlord, fuck it, they don't care, man. You know, you rape a woman, and, you know, you want it to be judicial, and you want to support them in that respect. But we know that their intellects weren't all that powerful, and they had a lot of limitations on their ability to understand really what they were doing. But their path was noble. They wanted to pursue a warlord who had raped a young woman. And from all testimony from the woman, and from what they understood from this warlord, this in fact was true. And he was only able to do this, as other warlords have and had in the past, because who's going to challenge a warlord? Are you a warlord? You got somebody to back you up? And the Taliban, fuck, they did, man. So after the Taliban took power, you as a warlord, if you fucking raped a woman or took her as a slave and somebody found out about it and told the Taliban, you know, they'll fucking come at you, fucking 5,000 guys, and fuck yeah, 3,800 of them might die, and they fucking do it with fucking smiles on their face, but you're gonna fucking go out. And the warlord, they'll fucking hang from a tree, you know? And I don't agree with this part, you know, but whatever, it's very powerful. Like, that's the thing. I'm not saying I agree with everything, all the political decisions they've ever made as a developing, organizing political body. You know, but they would take this guy, hang him from a tree, you know, and then put a sign on him saying, this is what happens to anybody who rapes, you know, our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, and thinks they're going to fucking get away with it. It's just, that's a fucking family. We love our women. And that was the Taliban's position. Okay, so you can see why the demon Antichrist, as an enemy to God, had to tell you all these vicious, evil, wicked lies. You know? People don't know all these things. Well, why not? You know? So, the Canadian people have to be aware of what their sons and daughters are doing there. It's good to provide protection through the functions of law to protect ourselves of fighting for justice in this world. But we can't allow in Afghanistan for them to keep remaining a law that says you can't be allowed to be Christian. We can't allow that. Now, it doesn't mean we have to kill everybody in the government. It means we have to demand an opportunity to debate these individuals who think this law holds some merit to the Quran or Muhammad. You know, the great thing about Muhammad, he's an amazing individual. But he's covered this all for us, which is great. You know, he's told us already. Genesis through Deuteronomy, holy, divinely inspired through God. These are works of actual God. Okay? The problem Muhammad teaches is that people don't actually read it. You know, they'll say, you know, like we have in America, we have these, you know, Floridian kind of people, the NASCAR dad people, the soccer mom people. Well, not that these people are necessarily bad, because you got both sides. But people don't know nothing about nothing. Who cares? They're Christians, and they don't have to look any further. You know, and Muhammad teaches that, well, the problem is they don't, they say they believe in Jesus, or they say they believe in God, but they don't want to give it any consideration. Like, why don't you support justice for America then? Why can't you support the arrest of Mahmoud Ahmad as a Christian? Just stand up, I'm a Christian, get on Christian radio, listen, I'm a Christian. You know, to each his own, I guess. You know, we want happiness in this world, but we can't just sit back and pretend we don't know who did 9/11, according to the FBI, because it's just something. It just seems evil. It seems wrong to know that the guy who financed the operation is walking away scot-free while Bush continually bombs Iraq, and they want to go to war against Iran. And the Iran thing, I mean, God, I know a lot of people are aware of this already, but it's, I hope the Bush junta fucking are destroyed on this argument. I hope, because that's always the potential. It's always been that potential. But holding up hope and hope and hope and not engaging, it doesn't work. Okay, so you have to try to engage. But we hope that they'll be destroyed through the Iran argument. I mean, well, the problem is there somebody in Iran strong enough to defend the rights of the Iranian people, right? And we never get the translations usually correct. I mean, the people who are doing these translations, you know, like they just say he said Israel wiped off the map. Well, when did he say it? Under what context? Does he say it over and over again? Has he said anything about it since? When did this happen? Because I never see the reference or the quote or what day it was. And they say, oh, yeah, he said that. Well, who translated it? Let's ask his opinion. What does it mean? You know? And then when you look further into it, he's got some really interesting ideas. I mean, he is challenging the status quo. You know, when he says, okay, well, and I don't agree with that. These arguments are difficult. Anyway, there's a lot of political maneuvering going on. But know that Bush is, instead of trying to work to help the people in Iran, trying to benefit their society, because Bush says he's such a better human. He knows something so much better about the human condition than the people in Iran do. But he doesn't want to communicate to them, to rise them up, to make something better for themselves. Now, he just wants to bomb the country. You know, they're going to bomb the nuclear power plants and spread toxic waste throughout Europe. They fucking wipe out fucking, who knows, a couple hundred million people. And the people in Europe go, you know, what's going on, man? You know? So, you know, they're going to murder all these people. And they have no legitimate position. What the fuck's the problem? They're allowed to have a nuclear power plant. What are you talking about? And then he does a deal with India. India is a fucked country, man. They got lots of good people. I've said it before. There's lots of good people everywhere. But their country's messed up. They don't persecute people for beating up women and shit like this. They got some bad laws there. bad, bad laws, man. And the government's not, they're fucking idiots. They could constantly with Pakistan and India. So they're going to nuke each other. Well, if India nuked Pakistan, the people in India would just kill everybody in the Indian government that approved such conduct. Why? Well, because your country would be just covered in toxic waste. You'll be dying from radiation poisoning. It's the country next to you. You want to nuke? You see, that doesn't make any sense. Similarly with Pakistan. I mean, the Pakistan government, Musharraf there, decided to nuke India. Well, the people in Pakistan would fucking rip him to pieces. They just would, because they'd be dying all over the place from radioactive toxic waste. The country you say you've got your nuclear threat to is right on your border. It's right there, man. See? Now, that's been sitting there like that forever. You know, what are you arguing about? But we can see, in both contexts, but particularly with India, because they've been so much more communicative as a society, we can see that there's a lot of corruption that we can refer to. Pakistan, you know, it's like the other countries. You know, they got to get education is a prerequisite. Free education for all is what we got to strive for, something like Saddam had. You know, universal health care, not because you're being a commie gay guy, but because it makes more sense. It's just smarter. It's going to cost you less to provide better health care services. Now, there's got to be intelligence as it pertains to pharmaceuticals, though. That's not a separate thing, but you've got to realize that's, you know, you want to push against that always, because these guys will do anything to fucking put drugs in your body if it means they can get some extra cash in their pockets, including lying. They just are not lying, but seriously working to deceive you into thinking that antidepressants can't cause depression, you know? And yet, look, there. See, my friends. See, how many times have you heard that? Antidepressants caused this guy to get so depressed he committed suicide. Blah, 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 blah. See? That's the thing, eh? Ask somebody at CNN. Ask somebody at CBC. Why is that? And they'll shut up. No, you're going to make us look stupid. But that's important, because pharmaceuticals don't want you to understand why that is. Why is it that when somebody takes an antidepressant, they become so depressed, they just, it's like hell on earth. It's psychotic. They just went nuts. Right? They just lost it. And committed suicide or whatever. You know, and they say, well, he was on his antidepressants, and there you go. You know, they're messing you up, man. You don't understand what's going on. You know? Or if you do find stability within your mental state, therefore you'll be an addict. You know, it's a no-win situation. You know, there can be some beneficial attributes to sedation of people who are suffering from psychotic schizophrenias maybe or something. But take your happy pill. You know, are you feeling a little sad today, you know, and that's what's going on in America. That's your medical industry. Take your happy pills. You know, so that's not good. That's not good at all. But I guess I'm going to leave it at this. Support my cause. Help me out. Try to get me on Coast to Coast. Just say, George, can John come on and talk for a while? Why can't we just work this out? You know? Like I say, I'm pretty serious about going after people like Buford Blount, you know, and that's psychologically difficult, I'm sure, for George Norrie to realize. You know, he roars to a Saudi Arabist who fucking kills innocent children because he wants to let us know he's there. George Norrie might have a very difficult time with that. So I don't think he can deal with it. So he's going to have to let me speak, and I'll take calls. And he... free open discussions. Completely free. That's the great thing about this. Unlike Art Bell, where it says we got open line calls, but it censored the calls through his break. I don't know. We want debate. We want to be challenged. And why am I so sure of myself? Because I know what I'm talking about. Jim Mikulski did get the presidential directive documents, signed by the demon Antichrist itself, outlining their invasion of Afghanistan strategy, dated September 9th, 2001. I know that. That's true. Jim Mikulski will tell you it's so. It was fucking on MSNBC. You know? Bushy has no evidence against Bin Laden whatsoever. That he even said, you know, and then it was learned that that was their strategy. Yeah, it was fully implemented, the White House said, when Jim Mikulski asked them about it. Yeah, that's right. That's what we did. Weren't you there? You know? Closing criminal investigations right after the terrorist act of question. Then we learned later, you know, with a lot of help from people like Alex Jones, You know, they had to. You know, he was forbidden the FBI to pursue Al-Qaeda inquiries just prior to 9/11 also. Yeah, get him off those Al-Qaeda questions. Because we've got a big operation coming up right away. We get all these warnings. You know? Now we learn that the Bush and Blair thing, there's some kind of pain there. Something it's got probably to do with Europe, I guess. But those arguments are always so painful. It's, you know, they're exposed again. They're fucking wicked, naked evil. I'm sitting up on our world stage, and somehow we're not strong enough together to stand up and have them arrested. You know, it's been revealed now through another memo that, they wanted to kill the people in Iraq no matter what, no matter what. They don't need they don't have a reason, but they'll find a reason. You know, that's important to realize. They don't have a reason. They're not going, oh, he's got the WMDs, he's gonna fucking nuke America. No, they don't have a reason. They're trying to figure out, how can we get in there to steal all this money from the unsuspecting American victims? How can we trick them into giving us fucking $9 billion a month for fucking nothing that they'll even know of, because they're totally kept in the dark? Who's got the time? Who's got the ability? You know? So, you're going to have to help me. I can't do this alone. I got my court case. They're going to try to put me in prison. I'm trying to put Bush in prison. I'm trying to get on public airwaves. I'm not that bad of a guy. You know, I've got room to forgive everybody. You know, that's the problem that people don't understand about God and the Bible and that. You know, yeah, God forgives everybody. But that's only if you're asking, right? You can't just say, yeah, sorry about what I did. No, you're not understanding. How can you be forgiven for something you haven't even asked yet? You know, what are you guilty of? That's where forgiveness is found. And way better than myself, I'm telling you. You know, you got to think, if there is God, and consciousness is like we live in a kind of a dream. Oh, there's so many cool things I could talk to you about. Okay, whatever. Okay, that's it. Goodbye.